Welcome to episode 176 of the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. So today it's going to be one of those ad lib, really quick sort of shows. I've had a wacky few weeks as usual, but it's meant that, you know, I'm now just about maybe another 2 hours or so I've got before I have to go to bed on the evening before we go off and do the Hokkaido workshop. So I'm all psyched up about that, but I've been really busy sort of trying to get the last few touches on the planning done and this, that and the other, as well as my own packing and everything. So pretty sort of busy, and I've really had no time to plan anything other than just letting you know the results of the assignment, the composite assignment, which was the first assignment that we've done since switching to the monthly schedule. So I'm really just going to, you know, I've run the little script that finds out who's won. I've got a page that shows me who those people are, and I'm going to just really go through and talk about those, and we'll take it from there. So I'm literally going to be clicking around, on the website, looking at the images and that as we speak. So forgive me if you can hear a bit of clicking and stuff. But the first image that we're going to look at today, remember when we look at images from the mbpgalleries.com website, we have to prefix them with an M for member. Of course, you can look at them if you're on your iPhone or an iPod, the images will just be there. And the same with if you're listening in iTunes. But if you're on the website, either go to the podcasts page at martinbaileyphotography.com and just look for this episode and find the thumbnails, or you can enter into the bottom of the podcast menu, you can enter the number that I call out. And if you do that, you want to put in there now M11898. And that will show you an image that was uploaded by a member named Google. And this is an image called Sunset View. So, you know, really beautiful tones, lovely shot here. What we've got is, we can see from the comments that Google says that, when he originally took, when Google, he or she originally took this shot, they'd been up in the mountains, obviously, beautiful, majestic mountain in the distance, and a really nice, shadow or, pretty much totally silhouetted foreground. And what they say there is that they wish that there'd been a person, a hiker in the image. And so with us doing the composites assignment for January, which, you know, basically opened up the door to sort of play with our images a little bit more than usual, Google decided that it was time to stick that hiker in there. And I've got to admit, I mean, you wouldn't know that it was a composite. If you looked at it the way it's been done, it's really, really well done. At least at the websites, you can't see any sort of, you know, telltale lines where, you know, things have been, or, you know, little artifacts and things where they've been stuck together. It's just a really, really nicely done shot. And then, of course, you know, the image itself, the foreground, I'm not sure how much of the silhouette in the foreground is actually composite. I'm assuming just the hiker. But you never know. So, you know, either way, the background there, it has this beautiful, big, majestic mountain and a nice sort of sunset sort of time redness in the sky. And, you know, it's just two really nice parts to it to put together to make a really splendid image. And I think that this is one of the main things that I was thinking when I set the assignment, the theme of composite. Doing it in a way, one of the things I must stress, doing it in a way that you can't really tell. And I think that Google managed to do that really, really well here. So congratulations on third with this. Just a beautiful image. Okay, so now I click back again. See if I can... okay, so the next image is by Super Digital Girl. And this is titled Intuition, and the image number is M11776. And this is just a beautiful but wacky shot. It's I'm not sure if these are real models, but this what's happened here is Super Digital Girl has taken the two probably shaved head figures, and that basically they've been sort of you know, like that wine glass effect where you put two on either side of the image to make a sort of basically, as you can, if you're looking at the image, you'll be able to tell. But what's happened is there's a cat in the background, and that cat's eyes have been sort of lined up with the eyes of the shaven head model here that's been sort of put up, placed on either side. And that makes just a total sort of alien look. And then we have the tree or some trees in the background. And it takes a little bit of figuring out. You know, there are three main elements here. The whole background seems to be this a really nice looking misty line of trees. And at first it takes, or at least it took me a little bit of figuring out, that it's really like a line of trees that are going off at 45 degrees or so into the distance. And they're not that symmetric, but, you know, I don't think it needs to be. You know, the symmetry of the cat's eyes and the two heads sort of facing each other really sort of, you know, brings out like an alien, and yet, you know, kind of haunting feel to the image. You have like the tops of the trees appear to be lined up with the fur between the cat's ears. And so that kind of blends into itself. And there's just, you know, just so much going for this image. I think that, you know, the way it's all been done is really nice. I'm not even sure how this has been done, but, you know, we've got just a very faint sort of piece of each element. And so, you know, in general, just really, really good work. I think that the toning, the overall toning, like a slightly sort of, you know, sepia look, but not very much, a very, very subtly done toning there as well. So, you know, just over in all, very, very well done for Super Digital Girl. And so congratulations there for second place as well. And I'm going to just go back and check the next one. And so here we have from HQ's Bud. This is our old friend Forrest from the forums, who's done just a super job of this little. I'm not sure if this is a bit tongue in cheek, but you know, the title is Gimmick, and the number is M11900. And what Forrest's done here is, you know, he's taken a really nice sort of artist, you know, arty sort of photograph of a bottle of wine, and then he's superimposed a goldfish inside the wine bottle, swimming around, looking really, really happy in there. And I'm not sure if this was on purpose as well, but we can see when we look that the wine is actually de-alcoholized wine. So, you know, you could even imagine that the goldfish could exist in there without just getting totally drunk and dying of, I don't know, liver failure, or having its insides burned out by the alcohol or something. But it's, you know, if that's just a coincidence, it's a nice coincidence. If not, it's a really nice touch. But, you know, just generally the standard is there that we expect from Forrest, and nice background, slight sort of dark tones in the background there. We can see the two umbrellas that Forrest used for lighting in the top of the bottle as well. And, you know, just generally, all in all, a very nice feel. I imagine that Forrest has also put a piece of glass down, because we've got a very nice reflection of the bottle that's coming through in the bottom of the image as well. Nicely cropped. All in all, you know, very, very well done. As I say, that all three are obviously, you know, excellent pieces of work. And this one, you know, everybody voted it. Well, not everybody, of course, but the majority of people that voted it have obviously put this in first place. There's lots of votes for this image. And, you know, I ended up not being able to do a composite of my own for this assignment, which was really disappointing for me. Yeah, but, you know, the things are crazy as usual. I just sort of didn't give me enough time to do that. But, you know, the the skills that have been used in these three images, and also, you know, many of the ones that were uploaded are just, mad skills. I imagine that it didn't take that long, but, you know, a certain amount of painstaking sort of lassoing and blending things together in Photoshop are behind these images. And so, you know, it just, I mean, this one that we see from Forrest here, the last one, the lighting itself looks as though, we can see that the fish, the goldfish, is lit from below. And, you know, but the thing is, it feels as though that could be reflecting up from the glass. And it doesn't look out of place in there at all. So really, really well done on, either the selecting of the image or the shooting of an image to superimpose in there. Great job to not just to Forrest, but to everybody that entered, and of course to Google and Super Digital Girl as well. So let's see. You know what? I really don't have a lot of other stuff to talk about today. Like I say, been a crazy week. We don't, of course, until now. Since we moved to the monthly schedule. Until now, in these announcement podcasts for the assignment winners, I would have gone on and set the stage for the next one, but we don't have that now because we're currently in the middle of the February assignment, which is on minimalism. So it's interesting to see, you know, we've got, we're wrapping one up here now. We've got another one that's 2 weeks in, and we've got a whole bunch of great shots coming into that as well. And so it's, you know, the faster pace seems cool. It's everybody's enjoying it. But it does mean that this podcast is going to be a little bit sort of on the short side when I don't merge it into something else. And I just need to sort of quickly say as well that I was hoping to do a couple of, pre-record at least one, hopefully two podcasts to release while I'm away on the workshop. Unfortunately, I got one A4 page into the planning of one of them. And that's as far as it got. Bear with me while I'm out. I will be back in a few weeks once we get back from the workshop and start to get things settled down again. I'll be podcasting away at least once a week, maybe a couple of times to sort of catch up a little bit. But forgive me for that. Forgive me for the short show today. And basically. I'm not going anywhere, just too busy to do any more than this at the moment. So I'm going to wrap up there, and we'll see you again in a few weeks' time. Thanks very much for listening, and you have a great week, whatever you do. Bye-bye.
PhotoCastNetwork.com, your photography resource in the podosphere. PhotoCastNetwork.com.